Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, January 10th, 2011. Today, for the second time this week, Jawad Siam, prominent community organizer in Silwan, East Jerusalem, will stand trial at the Jerusalem Magistrates Court. In the past week, Siam has been targeted by Israeli authorities because of his involvement as director of the Wadi Hillway Information Center in Silwan, as well as the Neighborhood Popular Committee. On Sunday, Israeli authorities demolished the Shepherd Hotel in Sheikh Jarrah in occupied East Jerusalem. The destruction of the hotel comes as Israel intends to construct a new settlement that includes 200 units for Jewish settlers. In other news, 155 academics joined the boycott of the Ariel University Center of Samaria, located in the largest illegal West Bank settlement of Ariel. Israeli troops arrested at least four Palestinians with Hamas ties in an overnight raid targeting the town of Dura, south of the West Bank. According to an Israeli military statement, the men were suspected of terrorist activity. Five Palestinians were injured after an explosion took place in a siege-busting tunnel in Rafah, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The five residents suffered serious injuries and third-degree burns. In related news, on Saturday, Israeli military sources reported that a soldier was killed by friendly fire during clashes with Palestinian resistance fighters in the border with the Gaza Strip. Four soldiers were wounded, one seriously. The National Resistance Brigades claimed responsibility for the attack. They said that the slain soldier and the four wounded were shot by Palestinian fire and not, as claimed by the army, by friendly fire. In addition, soldiers shot and killed a man at the Al-Hamrash roadblock near the northern West Bank city of Nablus on Sunday. Another man was killed at the same checkpoint a week ago. At least six homemade shells were fired from the Gaza Strip into southern Israel on Saturday by the armed wing of Islamic Jihad in Gaza. One shell landed in a kibbutz in Shar HaNegev. Foreign workers were injured in the attack. In the old city of Hebron, the Israeli army abducted a 17-year-old Palestinian without giving a reason for his detention. On Friday evening, clashes took place between Israeli soldiers and dozens of local Palestinian residents in Batn al-Hawa neighborhood in Silwan, occupied East Jerusalem. The clashes started after dozens of soldiers surrounded Silwan and fired gas bombs and rounds of live ammunition at the homes of Nofal and Abu Sbeh families. Dozens of residents were injured due to tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday, Israeli settlers uprooted at least 100 olive saplings that belonged to residents of Kasra village near Nablus. The settlers collected the cut saplings and filled the scene. In other news, in Berlin's weekly nonviolent demonstration, which commemorated the death of Jawahar Abu Rahma, dozens of people suffered from inhalation of tear gas fired by Israeli troops. Two of the protesters were rendered unconscious by the gas, and one organizer was hit by a gas. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Ramona M.